That's how you start a podcast. Oh, fuck. What a couple of days, hey? I don't know if you guys have been feeling it, but I think I got my period. I think I generally get it once a month. It's interesting when you're in a bit of a low vibe situation, or you're in a low vibe state, because everything is obviously based around your internal frequency. So you start attracting really shit circumstances in your life when you let yourself slide into either fear or the drama or whatever it is, you know what I mean? Palmwoods, oh yeah, that's where you get the mushrooms. But yeah, I had a couple of rough days, had a bunch of beautiful people over, and we did a really nice tobacco ceremony at my house, about six of us. Some people from America, and some people from Newcastle, and some couple of good mates, and it was really special. I just forget sometimes how beautiful ceremony is, and I don't know if you guys have done tobacco and hape, but it's definitely my go-to medicine. It's quick, it's powerful, it brings you back into your body, it's grounding, it's beautiful, you have a cry sometimes, and yeah, really, really special. But anyway, I just felt rubbish the next day. 2 days later, basically when I start to feel off, I have to go in esoterically or energetically and work out what's going on. Have I got a hitchhiker on me? Is there a leak in my energy field? And all types of stuff like that, you know? And I do often get stuff because people project a lot of shit at me, you know? And if you're not doing your kind of spiritual work all the time, you can leave yourself open to, yeah, infiltrators basically coming in on your energy field. And you got to remember, I say this all the time, we're living in a reality where we're interfacing with non-physical beings at all times, you know? Spirits, entities, energies, jinn, non-physicals, extraterrestrials, interdimensionals, it's all happening. That's why it doesn't matter what religion you follow, doesn't matter if you're an atheist, where you live in the world, everybody has had non-physical esoteric experiences, you know, whether it's they felt a ghost, they felt a presence, their intuition warned them about something, whatever. It's, we've all had it hundreds and hundreds of times weekly for most people, you know, and it's just we brush it off because, especially in the Western system, the Western world, we're told, you know, oh, you're going crazy, you're mad, you got voices in your head, things like that, when it's like, oh, you do have voices in your head because you got three entities which are attached to you, and they're actually controlling your mind, you know. So maybe this is not the best time to do a chat, but I just thought I'd have a little talk about my experiences before. Now, I've never been asked really anywhere. I don't think I've been asked anywhere to put a mask on. They just don't ask me, you know, because it's not in my reality. It's not even a question of am I going to do it. Like, it's a fucking full no. I have stood outside a shop before, but that's about it. I just seem to slip through because my energy says not doing it, and you become invisible. They just don't even ask. They're just like, I'm not gonna ask this guy for some reason, you know. Now, seeing I've been off today and yesterday, and I lost one of my peacocks this morning. Now, last night, I don't know if you've seen the pictures on my Telegram, but I bought a couple of peacocks, and got a big cage for them just for 3 weeks, so they kind of get to feel the property out, and then after 3 weeks you just let them out and they go free range, and they just jump up into trees when they're good. If they're feeling threatened or whatever, they'll just fly up into the tallest tree and they just sit up there. And yeah, interesting beautiful birds. I'm really loving them already, you know, so majestic, and they're quite noisy, but I actually don't mind the noise. It's all perception based, right? Anyway, I put mesh around the whole cage, and there's a little tiny triangle bit above the door, and I just forgot to do it. Like, it was only a small hole. And I actually thought that they were like chickens or bush turkey, where they can kind of fly straight, but they can't get any lift, you know? And anyway, I don't know if I forgot to do it or I didn't think that they would have been able to fly out of the hole, but either way, it was rookie error. When you put something in a cage, whether it's a human or an animal, you make sure you tighten that up, and every little bit is secure and strong, you know. That's a bit of advice when you're kidnapping someone. Make sure you got good cable ties, and you really zip them up tight. Nah, joking. But anyway, I was walking in the backyard, and then I just like, there's a fucking peacock in my backyard. Whose peacock's that? I was like, is that another one? Because it's maybe attracted one somewhere. And I looked in the cage, there's only one. I was like, oh, fucking hell. How'd it get out? And then I'm like, actually, how the fuck am I going to catch this thing? I don't know if they run or whatever the go was. And I just kind of let it go and I threw some seeds around. I was like, oh, it's already out. I'll just not make a big deal of it. And then I went out the back a little bit, came down, and I just launched straight up like a helicopter. It literally flew like, I don't know, like 60 degrees straight up, like really vertical. And to the very top of the tallest tree, like 25 meter tree. I was like, fuck, okay. And anyway, I patched up the hole and patched up the cage and everything. And I remember the weather was like going to be like ridiculous amount of rain. So he picked the worst day to fly up into the tree, because he's in a nice little covered section, little roosting thing in this cage and all that. And yeah, he as it started pissing down not long after that, I mean torrential rain, like we get crazy rain up here in northern New South. And I looked out the window and he's just up there getting belted by wind and rain and for hours. I woke up in the morning and it was raining so hard it nearly woke me up. And then I looked out and he's still there. And I was like, oh man, like you could have picked a better day to do an escape from Alcatraz. Anyway, I woke up at, you know, after sunrise. When he was still there before sunrise. And then I got up and he was gone. So I was like, I hope he hasn't flown away, you know. And he wasn't. Later on, he appeared in the driveway and I did a full footy tackle. I ran and slid and scratched my knees and grabbed his tail and kind of wound him in like I was fishing. You know, pulled him in arm by arm. He's got like a meter and a half long tail. Picked him up, put a towel around him and gave him a bit of a cuddle. Took him back to the cage. Anyway, that's got nothing to do with anything. Just explaining my story this morning. And don't expect a really good interview today, because I'm actually retarded right now. I probably shouldn't even be doing one. I know when I'm off balance and I get on a rant, I start getting really psycho-aggressive and people are like, you're right, Nate? And then I'll get a clearing or I'll, you know, drop in and clear myself that night. And then the next day I'm like, hey, everybody, good to see you. Hope you're all well. Rather than like, fuck the system, motherfuckers. So, anyway, I've been feeling off definitely for 2 days. And it's all good. The worst thing is to feel off and then just pretend you're not and hang out with people and act like you're all good. Nothing worse than that. If you're a bit off, best to tell your friends and they can hold that container for you. If you've got good friends, they'll hold you in that, you know? Really important to like be like, hey guys, I'm just letting you know I'm feeling like anxious today, or I've got anxiety or whatever. But, you know, I don't really get anxiety, but I'm just feeling like shit today. Just letting you know, and then they can adjust, you know? And that's what friends are for, right? We're here to look after each other when we're not feeling well, when we've got no money, when we lose our jobs or go through a breakup with a partner. That's the time where you be a better friend rather than like, you know, pull away because the person's going through a tough time. It's important that we recognize that. Anyway, I came into town and there's a whole bunch of items that are supposed to have showed up, and I've got builders and shit at my house and trying to get stuff done. And one of these websites, you can't even call them to find out what's going on. There's not even any phone number. So you're going to send an email and wait for a response and that whole thing. And I really hate that, you know. That's like what I don't want the future to turn out like, where, you know, everything's automated. It's all done by robots or AI. And then you can't actually ring anyone, like a human being, that has compassion for you. It's just like, no, no. Yeah, that type of thing. And whenever I can't get onto a human, whether it's customer service or whatever, it really shits me. I'm like, oh man, this is going to be so annoying. Because like Telstra, you know, you can't really ring Telstra anymore. They've got it all automated. And it's just to save costs. And so they can basically dictate what they want to do. And not have any accountability, you know. It's just set up like within a system. You always hear people talk about it. Oh, the system won't do it. The system. Like, what do you mean? The computer system? Yeah, you can't do that in our system. And it's like, I'm pretty sure a human built that system, and I'm pretty sure you have a manager that can just override that in brackets system, and it's fine, you know? It's like a scapegoat. It's like the way everyone just says, oh, look, sorry, it's because of COVID. Oh, yeah, the deliveries are late because of COVID. Like, what happened? Did the fucking driver magically get COVID, and he's the first person in the world to get it? And he died on the way to dropping my shit off. Is that what happened? just, you know, the whole COVID thing. I'm like, yeah, I do know it. It's a fucking scam and nothing's happening. So what are you talking about? And then, like, the interaction back and forth of that is like, you know, these people have Stockholm syndrome. So anyway, I got to the post office today, and there's one security guard there in our local area. He's a tall guy and he's a fuckwit, you know? Actually, he's not a fuckwit at all. That's actually slight. He's actually completely misinformed, but he's really sticking to his story. So I take that back. He's not a fuckwit. He's actually probably a nice guy, to be honest. And I reckon I probably would get along with him once I awaken him, which I'm going to. But I went down there and he's like telling me to put a mask on. Bro, I'm just not putting a mask on, mate. I've never put one on in 2 years. I'm not putting it on now. You know, been coming to this post office every day for 3 years. I'm not fucking putting a mask on now, you know? Like, just forget it. They don't care. I don't care. No one cares. Let's just... It ended up there being this half an hour back and forth, and I didn't realise I was standing right near the door talking very loudly. And people mistake my passion for aggression, you know? Or people who are, like, in their feminine, these little feminine males, these little soy boys. And, like, the guy walks out, he's like, come on, guys, like, give it a rest. It's like, man, we're having a fucking chat. We're two men. It's fine. We're two alpha males having a go. And what happens is you have a go and then you shake hands after and you pat each other on the back and you learn something. That's how it used to be back in the day. You didn't like someone or someone wants to hook up with their wife, you have a punch on in the street, bare knuckle fight, it's done. Finished. You hug, you go have a beer together. It's actually over. You know, that's how things always were. And I don't care if people say that's primitive, you know, distorted masculine or whatever. I don't actually give a shit because we need the masculine right now more than ever. And so many of these people have been trying to balance their fucking feminine. All these spiritual people trying to balance their feminine all the time. It's like, you have no masculine in your body anyway. Why are you trying to balance your feminine? You don't even have any muscles on your body. You know, like, you're not a man at all. Men would be fighting now for women, for children, for our country, for Mother Earth, for all these things. But you're not. You're waiting for it to blow over. And you're being nice. What are you being nice for when people are trying to poison off your kids and kill you? Why are you being nice when Jewish Zionist bankers are creating fake pandemics and poisoning people off with vaccines? Like, how are you okay with that? And what I've realized is that the level of intensity that the truth community has now, that should actually be the level of intensity that the muggles should have, and we should actually be five notches more than that. We should be out there fucking shit up. And I actually feel like if this continues much longer, I actually think it's the point where shit's going to have to get real and it's going to have to get a little bit crazy for a bit, because this is a fucking joke what's going on, right? Now, anyway, I'm arguing back and forth with this guy and he's talking about masks. He goes, we're stopping the spread of the virus with the masks. And I go, mate, there's 7 years of good research and studies showing that masks do absolutely nothing in the prevention and spread of viral respiratory illnesses. And he's like, oh, well, where do you get that information from? I said, well, before I answer that, I said, how about you tell me where you get your information from? I said, you watch the mainstream news and you believe it, don't you? And he went, oh. And I said, but you can't even answer that question. I said, five-year-old kids know that the mainstream news is a load of lies and disinformation. You know, so where do you get information? I go, what, Channel 9, CNN, Fox News, Sky News? And he goes, I go on the internet, DuckDuckGo. And I go, what, is DuckDuckGo different to Google, is it? You know, like, it's just another website which is going to show you disinformation at a certain level. I go, what are you researching on DuckDuckGo? He goes, oh, you know. And it was just, I realized that I've been arguing with this guy for 15 minutes and I thought he was informed and I was completely wrong, because obviously I'm out of whack. My intuition's not razor sharp when I'm a bit out of balance or needing a bit of a clearing. And then I said, mate, you can look up information on the CDC's website. And he goes, oh, what's the CDC stand for? And I'm so retarded that I actually thought he was trying to test me, you know, at the start. I thought he was testing me to see, like, what I knew. And I said, it's the Center for Disease and Corruption. And he goes, okay. And I said, no, it's the Center for Disease and Control. And he's like, oh, okay. And I said, so you don't even know what that is? And he's like, oh. And I was like, fuck. And then he's like, well, show us where you get this information from. And then I realized, yeah, you know what? I actually, which I said I was going to do ages ago, and I didn't, to literally have a whole page on my website which you can just scroll down for days with all of it, you know. Agenda 21, lockstep, Event 201, fucking Bill Gates, Fauci, the PCR tests, the money behind it, you know, the respirators, the people getting, hospitals getting paid 50 grand for COVID deaths, you know, all this stuff, the VAERS, vaccine injury, you know, whatever it's called, all that shit, that all needs to be in one place where someone can be bothered, which most people won't read it anyway, right? They'll, you send it to them and they'll just, their eyes will glaze over. But it needs to go from the start, 5 or 6 really simple videos, really simple ones that kids can understand. My barrister used to say to me, she said, Nate, when you talk to the jury, speak to them like they're in 6th grade. Sorry. In the lane, snow is glistening. Beautiful night, happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. No, they were just the hooks that I used to tie up my my victims with my cable ties in my peacock cage. Yeah, and she said, speak to them like they're in 6th grade. And I said, why? And she goes, that's the level of intelligence and emotional intelligence that most people have. I was like, really? She's like, yeah. I was like, fuck. And then I think about it, you know, when you talk high-level stuff to someone, it's not even landing at all. Like, it's not even landing one bit. It's just going straight over their heads, and they just think you're an idiot. Because I know that from my personal experience, because I have so many friends that, you know, that didn't resonate with what I was saying years ago, and now they're all trying to get off-grid and ask me questions and saying, can I come live at your house? Yeah. Or they're just like, thank you so much, Nate. Fuck, I didn't realize all this time you've been pushing this last 10 years around this stuff. I was like, yeah, it's fucking shit. You motherfuckers could have been helping me way more. Instead, you're at the beach. Well, I was at the beach too, so I can't actually complain. I chose this path anyway. I'm not spiteful about it. I did what I had to do, and I know that it's going to make an impact in the future. And when I die, I'm not going to have too many regrets in my pocket, you know? So, look at these cows on the road. Get off the road, would ya? Come on. You too. Last time I came around this corner, I'll just let you know, it goes over a hill, over this mountain called Mount Jerusalem. And I didn't know if my bus was going to get up it, because at the time it wasn't running too great. And I had my car on the back as well, so it's a bit heavier. You know, I got a car on the back and the bus fully loaded with water and gas and all my stuff in it. And my intuition was like, oh, maybe you shouldn't do it. And I was like, no, I'm going to make it up. And my intuition was like, don't do it. But my intuition was basically, your intuition is in the future, right? It's quantum. So you're like, oh, I'm going to make it up the hill. I'll make it up. And I knew that I'd probably just make it, and I did. It's quite steep. It's dirt. It's very windy. And my bus has got a 3-speed auto. And the first gear is kind of like taking off in second gear. So you haven't got a really low gear, where if it had like 5 gears, any hill would not be a problem, because you just putt up it at 10 kilometers per hour if you have to. At least you get up. Now, anyway, I went up the hill fine. And then as I was coming down the other side, I didn't realize I haven't been driving my bus for ages, but my brakes were completely out of adjustment. So I really only had the front left brake working. Yeah, 1 brake out of 4. And going down the other side of the hill, it was heating up the whole time because it's all the pressures on 1 brake or 1.5 brakes. And then I knew there was a couple more bends left. I'm starting to feel the brake pedal go really spongy. I'm like, oh, fucking here we go. So I put it down in the first gear to try and slow it down a bit, and it's revving its tits off. And then it's literally just popped out of gear or something, as in neutral. I don't know what happened, but I was hooking full speed like a rally car, this fully loaded bus. And I'm just going from one side of the road in this dirt track, fully hooking it to the left, doing race car corners. And I'm just praying there's no one on the other side of the road. And I thought there was 2 corners left. It was like at least 4 corners. And it was to the point where I was barely making around the corner. I must be doing 70 kilometers per hour. And on these 35 kilometer corners. And then there's one big last one, and I just made it. And I come around this last bend, and just what happened then, I was like, I knew it in my mind, I knew the corner. I was like, fuck yeah, I'll get around that corner, then I'll be able to just go down the straight bit of road and slow down. Anyway, there's a fucking bull standing on the road, like, in that corner where I want to cut that corner to make it around. There's a giant bull standing there. I'm like, you're fucking kidding me. How? Like, how is there a bull standing on that corner that I want to cut to not roll this bus into the river, you know? And I took it super wide. I just fully hooked it. This thing's got no power steering, and it's a 1965 model bus. It's a fucking beast. actually handles really well. You'd be surprised how well a bus can handle. Apart from all the drawers flopping open, my glasses falling off the drawers, and my dog was like rolling from the passenger seat into my lap, nearly out the window, and then rolling back out of my lap onto the floor, down where your feet go. And he's just looking at me like, what are you doing? Because I've my dog's been in my race boat, and he's done like 90 miles per hour in the race boat. He's been in a bunch of my fast cars and done like 260 kilometers per hour, like all the time. I fucking just do 260 everywhere I can. I love it. And yeah, anyway, the last corner, so I'm hooking it, and it's just go like sliding everywhere. And his big horn, it literally missed the horn by like half a centimeter the whole time. And then the last 2 foot of my bus, it just went sink across the back of the bus, and I missed him by like, you know, an inch pretty much. And I hooked around this corner, and I had my foot flat on the brake, plus I also had it in the handbrake up, and just didn't do anything. It literally just rolled for about 500 meters and then slowly came to a complete stop, and I put it in park, and I was like, fucking hell, that was a good one. Fucking so lucky, eh? So lucky. One, there's no cars on the side of the road. Two, I didn't kill the cow. Three, my dog didn't fly out the window. Four, didn't tip it or roll it, which I could have easily done. It was on the cusp. I was kind of, it went up on two wheels almost a little bit once, and yeah, fuck, pretty crazy. I had another experience, actually, while we're on the Great Escapes, Peacock's buses. I had this race boat, and it was a 1650 Bullet with a 2.5 Bridgeport on the back, like a race motor, hydraulic jacking plate, and a 30 cleaver, I think I had on it, a big propeller. So the boat pretty much doesn't even get out of the water. You couldn't do any water skiing with it, but it's got a really high top speed, you know, and we used to take our boats out. A bunch of us had race boats. We used to take them out and just fucking race everywhere. Down the Georges River, all the way to Menai, down past Reesby, and just holding it flat stick, everyone just racing, you know, like 10, 15 boats. It was amazing. It was so good back then. That was before they were, you know, super strict on the waterways, and all the lebos started getting jet skis, and then as soon as that happened, they cracked down on everything, you know. So that's just what happened. I'm not saying it's good or bad. But anyway, I was coming back from Brighton, and I was by myself, and I got a bit of food at Brighton Le Sands, and I was punching it the whole way back to Oatley. And there's of a race, I looked across, and there's two guys in a race boat with their helmets on. And I was like, fuck yeah, boy, it's on. Here we go. And they were like giving us a sign, you know. So we both punched it. Mind you, I've had like 7 beers, and I've got kebab all over my lap. I'm fucking hammering it, you know, flat stick, and it's pretty much even. Like, no one's really pulling further or less apart. So it really boils down to your driving then when it's even. It boils down to, you know, how well you take the corners, how well you can fight the steering wheel. So when you're racing a race boat, the steering wheel is hooking left to right all the time as the boat's womping. So when the boat turns to the right, you turn to the left. And when the boat womps to the left, you turn to the right to correct it, to keep it level. And the steering wheel is so heavy, it's like lifting weights. But you got to do it super fast. So it's a massive workout. And if you're not strong and you're not good at driving, you pretty much... you can just come unstuck and flip really easily, or yeah, whatever. And then if you hit some chop or some waves, you can launch and flip it. There's so many ways you can kill yourself on the race boat. I'm pretty lucky I didn't die about 5 times in it, actually. So anyway, I was hammering it all the way, and we're just punching it through Blakehurst, Kyle Bay, down towards Oatley, through Como, kind of towards Denali. And there's supposed to be 2 nuts on this little thing on the engine that basically you screw the 2 nuts together and they become locking nuts. So they actually lock. So like if you have 1 nut, it could undo because of vibration. And there's supposed to be 2 on there, and for some reason I only had 1 nut on my boat. And when I was hammering it the whole time, there's so much vibration, so much bumps and so much noise that it actually started vibrating this nut open. So the nut was winding all the way to the top. And what that was a throttle response. So basically, that determines how far the throttle can open and close. So what it done, I had my foot flat to the floor, and this nut had winded all the way to the top and stopped. So when I pulled my foot off the accelerator pedal, it was still on the floor, right? So I'm hammering, and there's this last corner that I turn left and start going towards Lugano, and I know it really well because I used to always race down there. I take it wide, and I take it late, and I hook in, and I can pass a few boats in that corner by doing that. It's like a good little trick, you know. You get to know your local river. Anyway, I'm just about to hook it and I take my foot off the accelerator pedal and nothing happens, and absolutely nothing. And I'm like, shit, you know, I realize it's stuck to the ground. And then I've got this wristband on, which is you pull the wristband, it's supposed to cut the engine. And I pulled the wristband and I've never even tested it before. Never even tried it. It didn't even work. So my emergency, like, you know, pull the thing and cut the motor. I literally pulled it and nothing happened. I was like, you're fucking kidding me. So I had to straighten up and straight ahead, like maybe 500 meters away, not even like 300 meters. There's like land with a giant swimming net, a shark net, and all these people swimming. And I'm just going like flat stick at this fucking swimming pool with all these people in it. And then I, to let go of the steering wheel and try and drive with one hand, it's not impossible, but it's very, very hard. So I had to let go of the steering wheel and try and drive it with one arm. And you need both arms full strength to do it. So the boat's going fucking up everywhere and left and right, nearly flipping me out. And I'm trying to grab the key and turn the key. And you wouldn't fucking believe it. The key barrel is spinning. So I'm trying to turn the key and the actual key barrel is spinning in the lock and not actually turning the engine off. So I've got one hand hammering towards this thing. And by this point in time, people are starting to like run out of the water pretty much. So everyone's looking and I'm just going straight at them. And I'm spinning the key. And I managed to just stick it in hard enough. I forced it in and clicked it and it turned off. And then I basically, the engine cut and I managed to turn it to the right. And I must have been 20 meters from the net when I finished. Like, it hooked right really hard. I slipped across and cracked my ribs on the side of the boat. And I was, 20 meters away from this net. Like, it was fucking ridiculous. So anyway, that's two stories. And this guy's sitting there in his fishing boat. Oi, dude, you're scratching the leather. What are you doing? I'll fuck you up, boy. I love you. And this guy in a fishing boat just paddled over real casually. And he's like, you all right, mate? And I was sitting there like full adrenaline, like probably going white. And I was like, I think I just nearly died, eh? He goes, what happened? I said, oh, the engine just didn't cut off and it was full speed. And I said, then the arm thing didn't work. And then the key was spinning in the barrel. And he was like, oh, you did all right, didn't you? He was so calm. So calm. But yeah, boats are dangerous. I want another one, actually. Not going to lie. I probably will get another one. Back to the guy at the post office. So what we need to do, what everyone needs to do, is we need to be fucking informed. We need to have documents and shit on us at all times. Like, when you go out shopping, when you go anywhere, you should have a little bag, a little backpack, or your briefcase, or your fucking wallet, or something where you have the information printed out. And if the conversation starts, you go, hey, look, check this out. I'd just love you to read this, you know what I mean? Just keep an open mind. And, like, we need to be doing this because the only thing standing between fucking tyranny and communism is the truth movement. That is it. That is the only fucking thing. Not politicians, not Trump, not QAnon, not the fucking army, not the judicial system, nothing. It is literally the truth movement with our social media and with our fucking connections and our networks. That is the only thing between tyranny and blocking it. It's the truth movement. You guys. So it's really important that we all empower the shit out of ourselves. We have the documents. We have the information ready to go, ready to fire it. When someone asks you a question, boom, 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 you know the response. It's like back in the day when, we've been battling vaccines for fucking years, right? And every time you say anything about vaccines, the first thing these fucking retards say, they go, what about polio? Oh, what about the measles? Straight away. The first fucking thing they say, because it's the only thing they've heard of, so they just repeat it like a fucking penguin. And, like a parrot. A penguin parrot. So I have saved in my phone, well, I used to, this whole big thing to do with polio. So I go, oh, yeah, no worries. Boom. Send it through. Decimates the fuck out of them, you know what I mean? And then, and then you show on the graph that polio was on a steady decline well before vaccines were even introduced. And polio was actually an adverse reaction from the introduction of DDT, which is a pesticide. You know, everything, every disease, every problem, every sickness in the human body is tied to the bioaccumulation of toxins or the body being poisoned. That's it. It's the only thing. So your body gets poisoned, then say your liver stops functioning. Then you start having a buildup of toxicity in the body.
because your liver's not working. You know, you get your liver clean, that starts working again. Oh, my psoriasis has gone away. My eczema's gone away. I sleep better. Oh, this happens. I don't do this anymore, blah, blah, blah. So this is a slow cleansing of the human body, and we have to do all this stuff. So yeah, health is key, because a really good way we can connect with people is through health, because everyone's sick, dead and dying, because if they trust the mainstream narrative, they go to the doctor. If you want to die, go to your doctor. If you want to get sick, go buy stuff from the chemist. Guaranteed, you will get sick, you'll get unwell, and you'll have a whole host of problems. So that's an easy go-to, is the health. If you can help someone with their health, they'll trust you with a lot of other stuff. And I've awoken a lot of people, not through conspiracy, but through health, you know. And they're like, oh, thanks, Nate, for the CBD or whatever else, or this fast or something, or, you know, products. And then they're like, oh, you watch them come on your Instagram. They start looking a bit more. And then they like, oh, my God, I can't believe I was so asleep. And I'm like, oh, no, you were. But it's all good. Welcome. Welcome. You know, welcome you with open arms. So what I'm saying ultimately is I had a battle with this guy, which was a waste of my time. I don't usually do it. But now I actually want to inform him so he's awoke. And then next time anyone's there, he knows. And he'll be like, do your job, right? Get paid. Yeah, get fucking paid. But just don't enforce shit. Just, you know, you're going to mask, fucking come in. It's all good. No worries. No one's going to get infected. No one's going to get COVID. No one's going to fucking die. We know that. And masks don't do anything. So just get your fucking mail, man. Go in and get your mail. It's all good, you know? Like, my job is not my top priority. My fucking morals are. That is my top fucking priority. It's my morals, my spiritual evolution, and creating a better world. Everything else goes on the wayside. Keep it simple, right? Keep it fucking simple, they say. So that was my day today. I feel pretty drained after it, to be honest. It was just unnecessary. And, yeah, it's pretty hard to have an argument against a brick wall, you know? So, but there's a bunch of people in there who were thanking me on the way out, and someone must have messaged me and also said I was in there and heard it and all the rest of it. So you forget so many people are listening. And even the people who are asleep who are in there, one guy walks out and he goes, oh, go project your aggression somewhere else. And in my little mind, half my mind was like, I'm going to smash his head through the glass window. And the other half's like, oh, I feel sorry for him. So that's the Gemini mind state. I'll be your best friend, but you fuck with me, I'll kill you, literally. I'll wait for you in your fucking bedroom. I'll climb over your back fence. I'll break into your house. I'll be waiting for you in your cupboard when you get home. That's the type of games I play. Just so you know, guys, wasn't always a spiritual guy. Not really a spiritual guy now. A lot of people get really mistaken. They see me on the internet, and then they see me and they come up with this attitude. I'm just like, you didn't know I kickboxed for fucking most of my life and did all these things? Yeah, I didn't think so. Then they're all nice. It's like, so you wanted to be a cunt to me because you thought I was just some spiritual dude. Then it turns out I'm the complete opposite, and now you want to be nice. See how pathetic the mainstream system is of peddling and keeping up with the Joneses and chasing false material fame, pride and glamour. You know, you have a really hot girlfriend, then all these weasels are around, like, you know, weaseling around. And then if you have a hot girlfriend, other women want you because they can't have you. And there's this whole paradigm going on. And it's all control structure. It keeps us in a box of stupidity. It's just actually stupidity. It's like, let it go. Just let it go. Give it a rest. Why bother? You know what I mean? Why bother? Why bother yourself with this stupid shit? What someone else thinks of you is none of your business. Get some thick skin, you know? But yeah, so my final thoughts, guys, is let's deliver this truth out there. Through all your platforms, okay? Do it, but do it in a way where you're on and get off your phones. Get on there, do it, and get off. Turn your data off or whatever you have to do. Get off your phones. Get on them and get off. And spend more time meditating, loving yourself, in the ocean, in nature, making love, training, going to the gym, detoxing, inspiring people, going down the park and talking to people, walking the dog and connecting with other people and inspiring them in a beautiful way. You know, waking people up wherever you go with your frequency. This is the war we're in. There is no, like, enemy that we just go shoot. You know, that's a very different war. Like, if we're in Germany, we'll know we just fucking go shoot the English or vice versa. We shoot the Americans. And, you know, that's the old war. This war is a silent war with secret weapons, okay? And our enemies are pretending to be our friends. It's the politicians. It's all the fucking people in the judicial system. It's these motherfuckers that work for council and government who implement these laws on ourselves. We're doing it to ourselves. We're ultimately enslaving ourselves through people who have a fucking shit job. And they think they're awesome and their ego is like, I'm better than you because I have a job and I'm going to fucking support my job and I need to feed my kids. Fuck your kids. Fuck your job. Fuck your family. It's about the global family, you dickhead. When will you realize that we will fucking support you and the world will support you and spirit and the creator will support you when you stop acting like a fucking selfish fuckwit? So really important. Get the message out. We still have social media. We still have internet. Okay, we still have all these tools. We should be using them. But the most important tool is your energy. It's your frequency. And it's getting out on the town and talking to people in the real world. If you're being a keyboard warrior, that's great. But if you're putting that laptop down, then drinking a can of Coca-Cola and going out, putting a mask on and being a fucking sheep and not talking to anyone, you're a fucking sellout. Okay? Don't be a sellout. Just tomorrow, stop doing that. It's all good. But just tomorrow, start being a hero. Start being a legend. Fucking embody it. And each interaction you have, you'll get better. Okay? It's not through aggression. It's not through anger. Okay? Today, I would never have like been on the level of like, boom, 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 I was today if I was in a better place frequency-wise in my body. The way is to find a commonality with that person. Look at them. Their body language, their shoes, their ring, their watch, their eyes, their car they got out of, where they're going, what's their shopping in their hands. Look at them. Character profile them. Work out who they are. When you ask them questions, watch how they react, how their eyes move. Oh, you've gone too far. They're getting uncomfortable now. Pull it back. Nip it back. Bring it back to unity. This is about mastery, guys. And I tell you what, from years and years of me doing this, you can become very good at doing this and you can coerce almost anyone into waking up. And I say coerce because we are. We're coercing people to wake the fuck up. And we have to because we're in a war. This is World War III. This is after your children, your freedom, your sovereignty, your liberties, your travel, your movement, everything, right? And we have a really good chance right now of turning all this shit around, all of it, and creating heaven on earth. Okay, it's only being held together by the mainstream news narrative and our own people that are fucking shitty on us. Police, COVID rangers, security guards, shop owners. You are the fucking problem right now, okay? Protect the peace, but fucking ignore COVID, okay? If we continue down this route, the next scam they're going to pull, which may be smallpox or Warburg or whatever the fuck they're going to do, it's going to make this time of our lives, this 2 years, seem like a holiday, okay? We don't want that shit. And you're in the military, and you're vaccinating people in fucking Northern Territory. Fucking stop it! What the fuck are you doing? If people don't want a vaccine, they don't want a vaccine. It doesn't matter if it's now or in a year's time or when I'm fucking 90. When I say no, it's no forever. So don't ask me. Don't come near me. You're not going to force it onto me. Don't force it onto Aborigine people, okay, who don't know any better. Leave our original fucking custodians and our bloodline alone. Leave them the fuck alone. Hands off the original custodians. You people in the military, you nurses, you fucking doctors, you pull back. You vaccinate yourselves, you do whatever you want, leave the rest of us the fuck alone because we don't want it, we're never going to want it, we've got the information, we've done the research, we know the agenda and you guys need to wake the fuck up. So that shit is fucking criminal and people are going to pay for that. And I hope you guys watch the interview I did with Harry Vox and what he says in that interview. Very fucking important. Why are we rolling over and allowing people to poison us, kill us, and do all this shit, and we're not getting aggressive back? Why? You're being stabbed. You're being raped. Someone's fucking piercing your skin with a sharp object. You're being raped against your consent because you're being coerced because you're not going to get your job. Oh, you're not going to go on holiday. You can't get your coffee. You can't get your latte. Oh, I've got this big contract with this building company. I need to get the vax or I can't make my money, bro. Too bad. It's about sovereignty. The world's not going to be the world anymore. The world will be finished in 5 years' time anyway if we continue down this route. So don't worry about your job. You can get a job later. You can start a new business. Fight. Let's get back the world. Let's get rid of these parasites. Give them what they fucking deserve. Okay, which is jail. They deserve to be in prison, all of them. They need to go in the quarantine camps. They need to go into the fucking Guantanamo Bay. That's where these politicians, parasites, and these fucking Zionist Jewish bankers need to go. because they're the motherfuckers causing it. They're the ones who created Event 201. They're the ones who created Lockstep. They're the ones who have been writing this script from day one, shitting on your sovereignty, okay, taking away everything that's necessary in your life that brings freedom, bringing in the scarcity mindset of coal, of gas, of food, of this. Oh, you got to fucking work, pay rent, live in a fucking house and buy property on earth that we fucking get given for free. It's bullshit, right? That structure just needs to go down. Then we create heaven on earth, guys. Let's do this. Let's create heaven on earth. Get fucking psyched. Get motivated. There's a march on the Gold Coast on the weekend. Get down there. Every protest, turn up. Take people. Take a whole car full of people. Take three fucking people in your boot. Whatever. Get it done. Invite people, call them up, message them, go, hey, come to my house, we'll go together. That's how you get shit done. You work as a fucking community and every single person has an important role. That's the thing people forget about. You are fucking essential. You are more than essential. Every single human on this planet is essential right now. There's no such thing as a non-essential business. It's a fucking load of shit. Stop logging in. Stop doing QR codes. Stop wearing masks. Stop buying into the fear. Stop watching the mainstream news. Okay? Stop it. Do not do it. And resist tyranny at all times. Resist tyranny at all times and do not be a fucking sheep. Do not be a fucking slave. As soon as you put a mask on, you show the world that you're a fucking sheep. That's the only answer to that. If we all stop wearing masks tomorrow, it's finished. No more masks. They just go, well, no one's wearing them. That's not working anymore. Because if people weren't wearing masks, no one would even remember there's a so-called virus. If no one watched the news and no one wore a mask and there wasn't these fucking stickers everywhere going, stand here, 1.5 meters, no one would know that there was a pandemic. Nobody. Because it's not a pandemic. It's a pandemic of stupidity. It's a pandemic of ignorance. And it's a pandemic of lies and disinformation and mainstream news. That's the bloody facts. That's the crux of it. What do you reckon, Moon Man? We good? All right, guys. Anyway, that was a heated little talk. Hope it wasn't too, whatever. Love you all. 12/12/21, me and Jake Soul are doing a global meditation. You better be on there. What can you do? Message everyone you know in all your platforms. Email, phone number, text, WhatsApp, Signal, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Message everyone. Post it on all your walls. Once or twice a week, post it. Every few days, post a story to remind people. Most people need to see something 15 to 21 times before they actually fucking bite it. So what can you do to help me? Get people onto this global meditation. Let's get 1,000 people. Let's fucking tear a hole inside this matrix, okay, and shift it from the comfort of our own homes. 12/12/21. And where do you go for the link? Go to my website, www.innate-awareness.com. And on the front page, scroll down, you'll see it. You're on the homepage. Click on it, sign up, tell your friends. Share the link to everybody you know. Let's do this, guys. Let's smash it on all levels. All levels. The balance. You must be balanced, young son. All right, I'm off. Have a lovely day. Chat to you soon.